Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming up at Pat McAfee Corporate. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby.
That's what the company knows. Canadian Station's Beer and Water. What?
Good day, Tony.
Mitt was back yesterday. And it's my pleasure to welcome back today, Nikki Skates.
Hi, baby. How we doing, Nick?
How we doing? Just in time for there to be no hockey left to gamble on. I'm back.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, today is our last show until Monday when the NHL returns.
What's going on tomorrow?
Today, what day is today?
Tuesday.
We'll be back tomorrow.
I was very confused where you were going with that.
Jeez.
But after that,
scrambled eggs.
Thursday. We're off Thursday, Friday. We'll be doing the Tweety Bird stuff. We'll be doing all that. But then we'll be back on Monday for the NHL.
With play hopefully resuming. Good. Okay, good.
Plus.
So this is like a conditioning stint.
Plus Monday, I'm contractually obligated to resume betting NBA and college basketball.
Back on the hardwood.
Back on the hardwood.
That's a shame.
What do you mean that's a shame?
NBA stinks.
No. Maybe I'll just do college?
Now we're talking.
Tony, I thought Tony was pretty good at NBA, though.
Oh, every Tony, once in a while.
Come on, Tony.
We'll do both. Fuck it out. We'll do it all.
Come on.
I mean, I'm just waiting. Obviously, you know, Gumbo. We're just waiting until March when our best betting sport comes back.
Go on.
The diamond.
I do love baseball.
Oh. Not what I'm saying as a sport. That's our best betting sport.
Yeah, I know.
No, I love it. I love it all. I love it all.
Can't argue with winning. I can't.
No, you can't. We are back. Bulls are going on right now. Gumpy's on Kent. I'm on Wyoming. Fucking. I mean, the Kent offense is just up and down the field right
That's
now.
That's golden flashes, baby.
Fucking Wyoming first possession fucking ran it down Kent's throats. But since then, golden flashes have responded.
That was the design plays. That was all they had.
That's all Wyoming had?
Yeah.
Kent had like a 75-yard touchdown. And then another touchdown drive. It's 14-7. They're back in the red zone again.
Kent?
Yeah. Third and goal from the 10, though.
The fucking dogs.
The dogs did not come home last night, though. Old Dominion did not make it. It was the under.
Yes, it was.
Golden flashes, back to pass. They are sacked.
Fuck.
I assume they will be attempting a field goal, a long field goal. Tonight, we got two football games. We had two football games last night. We're on the hardwood.
Tonight? Yeah, our two favorite teams are going tonight.
Mate, are we on the hardwood?
Hell yeah, we're on the hardwood. I was even Steven last night, and I think when I figured out gambling, it caught up to me. And I think I might be back to...
Please explain.
So a while ago, I decided I was going to bet only an even amount of games.
And that was you figuring out gambling?
Well, I had a schneid.
Mm-hmm.
I had to fix myself, realign myself, basically.
Okay.
It was revealed my middle name is Steven.
Okay.
I then started picking an even amount of games. I have been even Steven ever since.
Okay.
And now I am off of the even Steven train. I will not be picking an even amount of games.
Are you okay with this company?
What happened?
Well,
I mean, if he figures out gambling, and I can't argue with that.
I mean, we were talking about it on the show yesterday, too. It's gambling. I should either win or I should lose. I shouldn't fucking be pushing every single fucking night.
Trust me, I saw the field goal. Ken is up 17-7. Lot of game left, baby. Hey, lot of fucking game left.
Corner.
Okay. Last night, Chubb boost. Shout out.
Thank you.
Good boost.
Thank you, boost.
That was a good boost. Is there a boost tonight?
Yes.
There is. The PMI Super Boost tonight is Cooper Kupp to score one touchdown and the Rams to win from 115 to plus 170.
Ooh.
I like it. I like it. You like it?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Also news on FanDuel today. You can, which drove me fucking in nuts.
Oh, no. Mad Tony.
But you can now
frustrate Tony.
That's what I'm mad about.
So, like, say I wanted to do a running back under parlay.
Yeah.
And like five running backs.
I hear what you're saying.
But if two running backs were in the same game, it would just automatically make it a same game parlay for those two running backs. And then the other three game, other three running backs in separate games, I can do a parlay for them.
Mix and match.
You can now combine.
That is a reasonable complaint.
Same game parlays.
So that's same game parlay fix. Plus.
Same game parlay plus, is that what we're calling it?
That's what I saw in a cool video this morning.
A cool video?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, it's very cool.
Very cool. Now, same game parlay plus, you can combine same game parlays.
Like you're adding, it's plus, you know.
Smart. Here we go.
Smart.
So there's that for tonight. So boost hits last night. Browns lose and cover.
Beautiful.
Best result I could have ever imagined.
Beautiful.
So we're good there. Did we have anything else in that game besides the boost and the Browns? We're all in the Browns? Yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
Second game, I was on Montgomery over. That hit. Justin Jefferson over. That did not hit. I think that was... Oh, no. And then I took the boost of Montgomery and...
Gentry?
No. great band. Montgomery and Dalvin Cook score that did not happen. But what did you have?
I had Justin Fields anytime.
Oh, the spring.
He did get loose. When did they stop doing where you have to do the extra point?
Last season was the first year that you didn't have to. It was after
the
Morstead lined up a D-tack.
Yeah. Because, I mean, feels like, I mean, they would have just went for two.
Would they?
I don't know. It would have been hysterical because what did it close at? Seven?
To be honest, I don't know if I like it or I dislike it. I mean, depending on what side of the game I'm on, that's how I feel.
I love it until it burns me.
Yeah. Like last night, I mean, the Bears were terrible. It's not like the Vikings were much better, but.
I think the Bears were better last night. They just kept shooting themselves in the
foot. They did. They had more yards
than fucking everything. Score. Drop passes, too.
Well, I mean, their wide receiver core right now is not one you would write home about.
That deep ball by Cousins was fucking
awesome.
In a bucket.
You mean the punt?
Yeah.
Was awesome.
What's he going to do next year? Wildest things to think about.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Hopefully retire.
God. He's still young, man.
Jesus, man.
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
He's in the same draft class as RG3. RG3's on TV.
Guy's a spring chicken. Yeah,
because RG3 blew his fucking ACL six times.
Cousins 33.
Yeah.
Retired. Guy's a fucking spring chicken, dude.
I have seen way too much of Kirk Cousins in my life.
It's not his fault he stays healthy, dude.
All right.
Before we get to tonight, there's some news in the NFL for lines. It is with a sad heart that I report that the Chiefs have a lot of players on COVID.
That's still 9.5.
Kelsey, Tyreek, a lot of other players. No, that has moved down to 7.
Now that seems light.
Nah, that's 7.
Tell you what, I might put my feet up on that one.
Probably should.
Yeah.
I would recommend that that's something you potentially...
I don't think that's something I'll need to...
That you potentially do.
I don't think that's something I need to sweat driving back from Ohio on fucking Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I forgot about that. Fuck.
I know. I forgot. I literally was like, oh my God. Sunday football.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Kelsey's out too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit.
What was that? Yesterday?
That was yesterday, yeah.
Alright, but how the fuck did I miss that?
You're good fucking question. Floating around Jupiter.
Fucking choking to death.
You are a doofus.
Man, all valid points. All valid points.
Alright, let's go to tonight.
Fucking mitt. Fucking every morning.
I'm a ghost.
Oh, fuck. Got me again, dude.
Let's go to tonight. Gary Gilbert is starting for the Washington football
team
against the Philadelphia Eagles. I loved Philly early in the week, so I got him at 5.5. But what kind of betting show would I be to be like, oh, I got him at 5.5 early in the week. That's what I'm going to sit on. I'm not, okay? Not. My pick for tonight is a parlay.
Ooh. What are you doing?
Alt spread, Eagles -5.5. and under 49.5. You parlay that, that's -110.
All right.
Okay. Eagles -5.5, under 49.5.
I see that.
I don't see the football team scoring many points tonight.
I see that. And I raise you a 6-point teaser.
I love this.
Eagles -3.5, Rams -1, -130. Thank you very much.
What was it?
-130.
No, no. What was it? -1 and minus.
Rams -1, Eagles -3.5.
What's the juice if you go?
I don't.
So instead of doing the teaser, I have found if you do alt spreads, let me see here. So if we, let's just say we alt spread the Eagles down to, instead of laying the hook, you know, we go 2.5. And then we go, what's the other game?
Rams.
Oh, fucking Rams. You're right, dude.
There's only two games tonight, Tony. It's Tuesday.
I mean, just parlaying the money lines gets you -170.
That's that. And then if you do the Rams -0.5. We're
getting fugazied on these teasers. Nah. I didn't think so.
Now you're right.
Yeah. Teasers. -130. Because I don't... I don't love the thought of laying 7 against the Seahawks and Rams.
I don't either.
But the Rams have owned the Seahawks for a while now. Like, this hasn't been a blip. It wasn't just 1 year, my friend. We're talking about the Seahawks, 2-7 ATS their last 9 in LA, 1-5 ATS their last 6 against the Rams. Yeah.
So when we go to the tail of the tape. For first, or they're at the same time. They're both at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I love that.
You do?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, you got a 2-TV setup.
No, but it's just awesome that if there's two games, they should be on at the same fucking time. Because it went so well yesterday.
You're being sarcastic.
Thank you. It's good.
I picked it up.
It's good eyes. Thank you. Good eyes, Tony.
No, yeah, it should not be. Good. I mean, especially when one's on the West Coast and one's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, why don't you have one on CBS? That doesn't make any sense.
No,
start
that's
the
not,
Rams game.
Can't do that.
Start the Rams game at fucking 10.
Or
make this thing all night.
Have fucking Philly and football team at 5. I mean, it's Christmas week, dude. No, people are going to be able to get out of work and go to the game. Tail of the tape. Washington number 19 in yards per rush on offense. Philly's number 7 in stopping the run. Washington number 21 yards per pass. Philly number 14 stopping the pass. Advantage Philly on defense. Offense, Philly's number 2 in yards per rush. They are up to number 1 in rushing play percentage, so they run the ball the most in the league. Football team's number 8 against the rush, so they're pretty good rush defense, but still advantage Philly. And then Washington is number 28 in stopping the pass, and Philly's number 14 in yards per pass. So... slight advantage to Philly offense is why I was on the Eagles all week, and we'll be on them with Gary Gilbert.
Go on. What do you got, Mitt?
I am going to be the only person taking the Washington football team here. I think the 7.5 is too much for a divisional game, so I like it.
How about 9.5?
Oh, shit. It's all the way up to 9.5? Yeah, feed me that.
Come on.
I took it at 7.5. I don't know. Sorry.
Hey. Way to be here.
Hey, I was cut. What do you mean? I was cutting the cameras.
I know.
Oh, Mike White's back.
Excuse me? What do you mean? Like he's playing?
He's been on the COVID list since November 23rd.
Jesus.
He might have had the OG.
He might have had the OG. And then Seattle and Rams tonight, when you look at that matchup.
Lockett being out is huge.
Yeah. Seattle's number 7 running, yards per rush. Rams are number 3 against the rush, so advantage Rams. Seattle's number 11 passing. Rams are number 13, so we call that a wash. Seattle actually has the number 1 rushing defense. You know that?
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Number 1 opponent yards per rush, Seattle Seahawks.
See, that's the thing. I hear numbers like that, and I hear Bills are top 2 in defense, and then you just watch the fucking game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Seattle, very bad passing defense. Rams, very good passing offense. That's why I ended up not taking Seattle. Am I allowed to stay away from that game? So I made I made technically two picks in the first game.
Come on, you don't got anything.
No, he's got the boost. You got the touchdown.
Oh yeah, I'm on the boost.
The boost. Oh, okay. What do you got, Nick?
I'm going with Gumpy. I liked your teaser idea. I just tweaked it slightly. I'm going with a 3-point teaser. Oh. I'm going with the Eagles -6.5 and the Rams -4 for +140.
Ooh, okay. +140. All right. So we got tonight out of the way. We got tonight out of the way as far as NFL is concerned.
I got one for you here, Tony. Okay. We got OBJ anytime touchdown in the Rams to win +174.
There we go.
Oh, so you're taking Cooper Kupp and Odell?
Yep, I'm taking both of those separate parlays because one of them's the boost. Obviously, I wish you could parlay the boost with it. That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
That'd be fucking sweet.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at Morenci.
Oh, what are you doing?
That might be. That's his greatest. Put that fucking frame that tweet. That's his finest work yet.
What was
it? You said. I mean, I don't know if I want to repeat this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hold on.
Jesus.
No, that's fine.
I mean, we probably should.
It's a little bad.
I used to fear death more. No joke.
No.
Not that one.
Not that one?
No.
Which one?
I read it.
I like this one. Did you see this one?
Why do you
think this one's better? No, now I don't, because everybody is so stupid. I don't care anymore. LOL. I was born in 1970. In my 51 years here, today's people are the dumbest, worst, lowest I've seen.
Well, this tweet plays off of that. So why do you think sports radio shows don't take calls much anymore? People are too stupid to put on air. Sad but true. I used to love calls. Now it's death. I'd rather chew glass.
Get that guy on the horn now.
We will. We will have Morenci back soon.
In this game.
We'll have all the people back soon. Okay. So that's for tonight. Let's go to the hardwood.
Where would you like to go? Here's a funny stat.
Let's see if we want to go to college or...
Here's a funny stat.
Yeah.
Tua and Josh Allen averaged the same yards per attempt this season.
Yeah, and isn't everyone saying Josh Allen's not playing great?
No, he's a gunslinger, right? He's a gunslinger.
Over is
oh no.
College.
Oh no.
Under is NBA. College. We start on the college slate. College hardwood.
College hardwood.
Yeah.
What about college football? Oh, there's no bowl games tomorrow, is there?
No, there is. Right?
I don't have anything for Wednesday.
We do. It's Army and Missouri.
Oh, that game stinks.
I was on Army.
Yeah, he better be.
Yeah. Well, I know where Gumpy's going. He'll go against our armed forces for sure.
Missouri, Paul.
And your grandpa serve?
Huh?
Did your grandpa serve?
World War II.
Good.
Fucking, I was on Normandy, dude. What?
Goddamn Civil War. Fucking Dawn Cathcart, you son of a bitch. What is fucking that? Sir.
I'm talking about the U.S.
Don't talk to
forces,
me
dude.
About that kind of thing.
You had a civil war in Canada?
Do you know anything about the Canadian Navy, dude? Read a book.
I know you just got a constitution in 1982. When was the Civil War? 1976?
Jesus.
Army's -6.5 now?
Oh, fuck. Make sure you take them.
Jesus,
can't
dude.
Fucking go against Army on this fucking show.
They were -3 is what I got them at.
No, you got -6.5.
Not
you
take, anymore,
no. You take Army on this show. It's what it's at this point.
What's your problem with the American Armed Forces?
Nothing. Tone is a citizen of this country. If he chooses to go against troops at his own being and at his own volition. You, however, it's different when you come at the troops.
Come at the troops?
Yeah.
When you take your NJIT over the troops.
So we always get mad at... fans who come at us
okay
when we bet against their team. What is this?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, this is
this is different.
This is the truth.
Okay, write a fucking book, tell me what I can and can't do.
Well, they did. It's constitution.
Yeah, it's been in place since 1776. Yeah, my friend,
give me Missouri +6.5 tomorrow.
You
just because of that.
Wow.
I hope Missouri wins fucking outright.
Wow.
Fuck off.
Wow,
that's what you did. Back me into a corner. That's
well, tonight we have the meat meeps.
Yeah, that kind of sucks that there's
they're dogs now.
Yeah, but Tuesday night football kind of ruined that.
Yeah.
Some everyone would have got to see UTSA and what they've done.
We have a three. And they start a half hour after the NFL games.
I don't understand why they're both at the same time.
Well, get ready because Chiefs Steelers is going to be Wednesday next week. So
let's hope so. Then I won't miss it on
fucking
drive
WAF.
Home.
We get fucking WAF football on next week. All right, NCAA hardwood.
All right,
let's go there.
All right, first game is against Army. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought it might have been.
It could have been. Where is it?
Oh, you said you have two teams that we love tonight, right?
Yeah, Utah Valley, San Jose State.
Okay.
Those are the squads. I got too much college football. And Nichols is going tonight, too.
Really?
Nice slate. Not a bad slate. Toledo, money line versus Marshall. Marshall's struggling on the road. Toledo, 7-3. Utah, money line versus Fresno State. Utes are 3-1-1 ATS their last five as a home favorite. 4-0 ATS last four against Fresno. Sam Houston plus 3.5 versus Bradley. Bearcats 19-9 ATS last 28 games overall. 5-3 ATS this year. Loyola Marymount money line at Bellarmine.
I mean,
we both get this wrong,
but I'm going to call it Bellarmine.
Bellarmine. Lions 9-2 ATS last 11 road games. 6-2 ATS last 8 games as a road favorite. The Knights, not very good ATS, my friend.
You were 3-0 last night ATS, right?
It was a good one.
Nice job.
It's a good one. This one kind of scares me, but I like Marquette. Marquette's getting 4.5 at home against UConn.
Shaka?
Yeah. Huskies 2-5 ATS their last 7, so I'll take the 4 with Marquette.
Okay.
Utah Valley getting 6.5 at Washington. Washington 1-5 ATS. Utah Valley 6-3 ATS. 4-1 ATS last 5 road games. Feels like too many. I mean, Utah Valley's 8-3.
Yeah.
San Jose State getting 6.5 versus Santa Clara.
Okay.
8-2 ATS. 5-0 ATS at home. Santa Clara 0-2 ATS on the road. And then the last one I have. Nichols State plus 6.5 at Oregon State. Oregon State is 1-10.
Really?
And 0-6 ATS at home. Nichols State, 8-4, decent squad. Okay. I like Nichols State.
Hey, good luck tonight on the college hardwood.
That's a lot of dogs.
Good luck.
It's a lot of dogs.
Man, how's NBA going? You know, with COVID and stuff like that, is it? How's it going?
I mean,
good slate
we're back
tonight.
We're kind of back to playing unders.
Oh, wait, is it TNT Tuesday?
Yeah, it is TNT Tuesday. What? And I got a same game parlay for you, Tony.
Okay.
So
plus? Is it plus?
Is it a same game parlay plus or just a normal same game parlay?
Because it's the TNT Tuesday parlay, I only picked one game. Okay. I don't know if you can do that.
That's not the plus. It's not the plus. Yeah, you're right. Be smart.
So mine is we got Devin Booker over 23.5 points, okay. LeBron James over 26.5 points, Russell Westbrook over 0.5 made threes. So
shut up.
We got to hit one. And then Russell Westbrook to record 10 plus rebounds at plus 1126, Tony.
Okay. Good luck, Mitt.
Fucking hell yeah, dude.
Cowboys just took one fucking 50 yards to the Hots.
No.
17. 13, pending an extra point.
Fuck.
Quarterback.
How much time's left?
We're in the second quarter. Man, how do you feel about that same game parlay? Feel pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers aren't going to win. If you're going to bet anything, probably bet the Suns there. I kind of hate that game, actually, but I do like that parlay. I think Devin Booker's going to go off.
You got any other games tonight, or we just doing that tonight?
No. I got we got the Miami Heat plus the 2.
You just hate the Pacers?
I mean, the Heat are good. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
And then I also like Portland Trailblazers plus the 2.
Fading the Pelicans.
I'm fading the Pelicans till I die. I would take that one with a little bit of caution, but
caution on the Blazers. Okay.
Yeah, the Blazers are bad.
Fucking half a unit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bad
You're doing half a unit play on them?
Yeah, half a yun. I would throw a big 5-yun play on the Miami Heat.
Five yun?
Oh, yeah. I'm like big confident.
Fucking
He's big, big confident. Confident.
Hell yeah.
What's wrong with the Blazers? How come they're so bad?
Seriously, I don't know. I mean, Dame says he was going to stay, but it seems like he wants out. They're chopping CJ. They stink, dude. I have no clue why.
Okay. Now, with the return of Mr. Skates.
Is there a game tonight?
We got Lightning and Knights, baby.
There is one game left standing. Now, a couple hours ago, there was a tweet from Frank Zaravelli, incredible Frank hockey insider. He said the second game on tonight's slate after Flyers and Caps was already postponed. The Bolts and Knights may also be in jeopardy. Sounds like one of them is bracing for positive tests. But that was 4 hours ago. We haven't heard anything yet. No. Sounds like as of now, they're still playing. Looking at this, Vegas at home is... They're 10-6. They've won 5 in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, 9-5 on the road. That's pretty good. 7-2-1 in their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. A game like this with this type of edge, there's only one move we can make, and that is to go to the coin.
Whoa. Off of COVID? All rise for the honorable COVID coin.
I don't know who I bought here.
The coin. Whew. Tampa Bay Lightning -102 in Vegas. -118.
Tampa Bay will be heads. The Knights will be tails and flip. That's tails.
Knights.
Knights at home.
Knights in one of the greatest barns in all of hockey. I'm kind of happy it's on that side. You know, I don't know how long Tampa's been in Vegas. I don't know what they've been up to while they've been in Vegas.
Nah, those Vegas boys or those Tampa boys know the party.
Exactly. Please. Say something.
Hockey is holding on for dear life. Games are being canceled left and right. Omicron took it out. Canceled till Christmas, they said. But there is one game left standing, we hope. And the coin has come back, the COVID IR, to make that choice. It's the Vegas Golden Knights at home money line.
Peace be with you, Quinn.
Good luck, Quinn. You're going to need it.
Good luck, Quinn.
That's a tough game. It's a tough game, my friend. Nobody said it was easy.
No.
Nobody said it was easy.
The coin doesn't stray away from a tough game.
I mean, he has been off for a little bit.
But that's just more time that the coin's had to soak in information.
Let's hope so. He was fucking on fire.
You think COVID's going to put out the flames?
I'm about to find out.
We'll be all right. Hey. We'll be all right, okay?
I mean, let's hope that game doesn't get canceled. Is that the last game until fucking after Christmas?
Yeah, the Pens and Flyers were supposed to play a Thursday night. That got postponed.
Whose fault, Pens or Flyers?
I'm going to blame the Flyers, obviously.
But yeah, they don't know. It takes all of us.
There were supposed to be like 8 or 9 games tonight.
Jesus.
What happened to us?
What are we doing? I mean, let's just all do the NFL rules. Yeah, where we're
supposed
fucking
to be 10 tonight. Pens are supposed to play Jersey.
No. Where we target the testing. Let's target test all the leagues.
Would have been some good ones, too.
NBA seems like they're going to go to that, so.
Yeah, Silver ain't fucking losing.
Silver ain't fucking missing Christmas
games. Silver's seen enough.
We all
Christmas Boston. Day games.
James Docks, dude, come on.
Footy tomorrow?
Yeah, I got a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there's a full slate in the Serie A. The La Liga and Ligue 1 is back after...
You see fucking ACs in the stadium?
Yeah, gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
Sevilla's tied with Barcelona right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got?
Serie A, Lazio money line against Venezia. Lazio's won 2 of 3. Venezia haven't won in 5.
Okay.
Bologna, double chance at Sassuolo. Bologna's lost 3 straight, but I feel like we got -130 on a double chance. Come on.
Sassuolo!
Sassuolo yeah. Hasn't been as good as they were last year.
I feel like Sassuolo's in a song. Continue.
You were just singing it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the rest of the words, though.
Fiorentina draw no bet at Verona. Won 4 of 5. Verona lost 3 straight. AC Milan money line at Empoli. AC Milan struggling a bit of late, but at -120 money line, I like AC Milan.
Okay.
And La Liga, Atletico Madrid money line at Granada. Atletico's lost three straight. They can't lose four straight, man. They're too good. It. Not going to happen. Real Madrid draw no bet at Athletic Bilbao. Real Madrid haven't lost in 14 all competitions. Bilbao one win in 9. And then to Ligue 1, I have Nantes draw no bet at Saint-Étienne. Nantes won two straight. Saint-Étienne lost four straight. Lens double chance at Nice. Both teams struggling a bit, but I like Lens to at least get a draw here. Lille money line at Bordeaux. I mean, we love Lille here. What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Marseille money line versus Reims, 1-3 of 4. Monaco draw no bet versus Rennes. Rennes has been playing well. I just think Monaco is outclassed them a little bit there. Montpellier draw no bet versus Angers. Montpellier 1-3 straight. Angers 1-1 of 4. And Brest, B-R-E-S-T, Brest, draw no bet at Troyes, T-R-O-Y-E-S. Brest has 1 loss in 9. Troyes has 1 win in 7.
Okay.
That is all.
That's a lot for a fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, dude. It was a big day. Hey, EPL's not canceling any games, so.
While you were giving out those beautiful picks. Ken had a 4th and 3 on the 20 going in.
Oh, no.
Fucking Cowboys fucking stuffed them.
Melting.
Wyoming's now fucking sliding down the field. Let's say this year's famous Idaho Potato Bowl may go down as one of the greatest bowls of all time.
I like Kent's jerseys.
Well, the jersey combination of these two on this field is potentially one of the worst of all time.
Are you kidding?
But Kent's jerseys are, I mean, you got yellow on yellow and then brown on yellow on a blue field.
It's beautiful. Feels like we're in the fucking 80s, dude. It does awesome.
Feel like it. Oh, no. It does feel like that, doesn't it?
Well,
or as an ineligible lineman downfield, so we play. Got
bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Hey, fucking bring Hold it back.
Strong boys. Flashes.
Hold
strong.
Okay. NFL tonight, everybody, good luck.
Yeah. What are we going to do for NFL picks for the weekend?
Picks Wednesday. Oof. Or we just...
Oh, shit.
Tweet them.
Whatever you want to do, Bo.
Maybe we'll give leans tomorrow. Lean Wednesday. And then we'll tweet out what we like on Friday. Yeah, because it's Picks Friday.
Oh, yeah, there's game Saturday.
Correct.
Chiefs favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good luck, NFL tonight. Good luck to the coin tonight.
Yeah, good luck, coin.
Good luck, coin.
That's
luck.
A big one.
College basketball and
football. That's the last coin of the year?
No, we'll be back next week.
When's hockey done till?
Christmas.
Oh, once Santa's gone, they come back?
We got the entire week.
Taking a break.
Whoa, dude.
I don't trust the NHL to not shut it down for longer.
I don't think they can afford to.
Yeah, that is true. But World Juniors. Mm. That's, I mean, do you guys get World Juniors here?
Yeah, it'll be on NHL Network.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be able to watch it.
Where is it at?
You going to be pumped about it?
I don't know.
Oh, where I love the World Juniors. Massive in Canada.
Don't we all?
World Juniors.
Don't we all? All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck to everyone tonight. Make sure you do go to the Boost right now at FanDuel Sportsbooks. That's the only place to play.
Okay? In Scandinavia?
Some guy sent me a wish me good luck tonight, and he sent me his ticket. It was from a different sports book. Hey, you're getting no luck from me. Yeah, I hope you lose. Jeez. You sent me a screenshot from a different sports book. I wish lose upon you.
Whoa, dude.
That's how it works around here, Mitt.
Yeah, was that the ugly green one? I think I got that too.
I don't know, but loyalty. Okay? Read about it sometime.
That's right.
Ask your fathers about it. They'll know. Ask your grandfathers about it. Thank you.
God bless.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Da, 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 da.